WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
School is in session.
With your host, Tim Stein.
If I had to, I'd pee on any one of you.
Heartbreak Mike.
They call me Cookie Dude.
The Omega.
When I walk outside naked, people throw garbage at me.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm hopeless and awkward and desperate for love.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
We just stayed up all night talking on the internet.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the end of the best week in the IWC ever.
Are we sure it's the best week ever?
For the internet wrestling community, yes. We got full-on broken Matt Hardy at the compound. We got a complete and total dismantling of Roman Reigns. And we got news that we never thought we would get. And I'm still happy about it.
So if this is the best week ever, we need someone to do a really bad joke. Oh, never mind, we're good. Man.
Give it time.
Give it time.
I'm sure it will happen. For now,
not
though.
For me. Forget it. I'm not going to do it.
For now, though. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Yo-yo.
That was
short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. And at the head of the table, and I'm sure far more talkative, the one and only Tim Stein.
Hi.
Well, that's it for WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us tonight.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Okay, no, that was just like you were too ready to do that. It's almost like you knew that was going to happen.
No, the file's just sitting there. I just had it.
I said almost. Just kidding, everybody. No, we're not ending the show early, but I will be leaving early. Owen has a hockey game, so I will not be on for the entire webcast. Just, you know, forewarned is forearmed, so no reason for you to tune out because I won't be here for the entire thing. It's all good. Welcome to another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And, yeah, things and stuff happened this past week. Gang.
Such amazing things and stuff.
And stuff like that. We're actually going to be talking about...
Yes, things happened.
Yes, things happened. That's exactly right, Mike. Thanks for playing along. We're going to be talking about what happened to Roman Reigns on Raw, but we're going to start off with probably the biggest news of, well, shit, the half year, maybe.
All right, can I tell it? Please.
No.
Please?
No, Omega can tell it.
No, I want to tell it. Please, let me tell it.
What?
Big Cass has been cleared to return to action.
That's not fake news.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, you're not even going to guess what the big news is? The biggest news?
Jeff Hardy came back to WWE TV.
No, that's not the big news.
Mark Henry inducted to the Hall of Fame.
That's big news, because Mark Henry's a big boy. But that's not the biggest news.
Mysterio still possibly re-signing with WWE.
No, that's not it. I'll give you a hint. The Cry of the Valkyries.
Oh, that's not a subtle hint at all.
That'll be a little too obscure for some people who won't quite pick it up. Trust me, believe it or not. But Daniel Bryan has been cleared to return to in-ring action.
There is a God.
And the entire internet wrestling community is going, yes, 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 yes.
Praise be to JBL.
No.
Okay, all right. Praise be to HBK's former tag team partner.
Triple H?
Marty Jannetty.
No.
Stop it.
No.
We need to thank our Lord and Savior, DDP Yoga.
Whatever Super Soldier Serum Daniel Bryan found, thank you.
Thank you, Captain America. Exactly, yeah. So Daniel Bryan has spent the last year going to specialists and doctors and being told, yeah, things are looking all right. Things are looking all right. So finally, WWE said, all these guys are saying things are looking all right. We're going to get you put through a battery of tests by different people to see what their independent results would be.
Yeah, here's our doctor. He's going to send you to the people he trusts the most. So it's not only WWE's doctor getting another thorough look, it is also the three people that he considers the best. That's a pretty big there's a pretty big gauntlet to go through.
That's a hell of a thing after he was told time and time again he would never be cleared by WWE's medical professional. Well, they cleared him. He is 100% ready to return to the ring. And for the first time in what? Over 2 years now.
Just over.
We saw Daniel Bryan partake in some in-ring action this past Tuesday night on SmackDown Live.
Pop of the night, by the way. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, God. That SmackDown was the loudest I've heard a crowd in years. Because, like, they bought those tickets well before this news broke.
Before the news broke.
No kidding. Because the news broke literally just a couple hours before SmackDown went live. And I guess Ticketmaster might have been in danger of crashing. But he came out and said, well, we're going to talk about this, that, and the other thing. But I'm going to tell you this, you know, and long story short, I have been cleared to return to the ring. Boom. Where's the roof? Right?
It's not there anymore.
No, they blew it right off. And, of course, going through the entire night, at the end of the night, at the end of SmackDown, he confronted Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and gave him the old Vince McMahon treatment because of their assault on Shane McMahon the previous week. Sorry, guys. Hate to do this, but you're fired. Next thing you know, he is on the receiving end of a beatdown. But wait a second. Daniel Bryan mounted a comeback, and yes, we even got the yes kicks in the middle of the ring.
We got the yes kicks. We got the charging drop kicks.
And I love it because they both of them know how to take it because they're both ROH guys.
Yeah, they're all three in all the ring, ROH guys. They know, like,
not even ROH. I mean, the three of them were working together on the indie circuit even before then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like, if you're going to bring him back against two guys, like, those are the ones because they know him so well.
And I think that for them to literally know that what's about to happen, they're like, oh, yes, finally. Was it Sammy or was it Kevin? But one of them, it was Kevin when he started brawling with Daniel, you could see a smile on the face after he did the flying kicks. When he fell down, like, the camera got at least a crack of a smile.
Oh, yeah. You know those guys are thrilled to have Bryan back in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who knows Daniel Bryan knows how badly he's wanted to do this.
Absolutely. And, of course, watching SmackDown Live, I made sure that I didn't wind up doing anything else. Because specifically, okay, here it is. Daniel Bryan's announcement and clearance basically made me watch SmackDown on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it did.
Yeah, the ratings had a huge boost, so apparently a lot of people did.
Yep. And during that segment, I was chatting with Rock on Skype, of course, and, right in the middle of Daniel Bryan's getting beat down, I typed out to him, you just know that Daniel is loving every second of this beatdown he's getting.
Oh, it's the most fun ass kicking he's ever taken.
Probably, yeah. Well, probably, yeah, definitely. But it was, all in all, SmackDown Live on Tuesday was, enjoyable. It was fun. And it's going to be must-see TV right through, WrestleMania just to see what happens with Daniel Bryan between now and the inevitable match that's going to happen. Daniel Bryan teaming up with Shane McMahon to take on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Kids, I predicted that half in jest because I didn't know Daniel Bryan was going to get cleared. But just, as a joke, I predicted that. What was it, like a month ago, Omega?
Somewhere around there.
Back then it wasn't a prediction. It was just goofing around. But yeah, it turned out to be a valid prediction. After the fact.
There's such a part of me is like, this was a one-on-one between Sammy and Kevin. And I'm like, can't we just make it a triple threat with Daniel? Like, why do we need Shane?
Because Shane got beat up.
But yeah, yes.
I mean, either or the crowd wins.
I mean, I saw Shane on SmackDown after he took the powerbomb backstage, and like, I, those are sounds you don't hear unless you start a car with a cat laying on the radiator. They're just not sounds that you should be hearing out of a human. Like, Shane, you're clearly hurt. You're clearly dying. Just stay home and we'll let three of the best indie workers in WWE just have a ball.
Yeah, but the thing is, Shane is almost a necessity just because of that 2 years of inactivity. Daniel's still gonna need to be spelled off.
Yeah, well,
for one thing,
of course. Yeah. Like they'll want to go slowly, and WWE is going to be super super cautious. He's getting impact tests and MRIs done after like every match until they're confident he's going to be okay.
Yep. And just to further into the firing angle, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but on social media, Kevin Owens changed his handle back to his real name, Kevin Steen. So instead of Fight Owens Fight, we have Fight Steen.
Fight Steen Fight. Fight.
I mean, talk about just going the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, was that his idea? Because it happened like so immediately after SmackDown. And as we know, Kevin Owens is a very active, individual on social media. So, but yeah, a lot of fun. Just imagine the matches we might wind up getting now.
I've done nothing but.
Okay. Now he's not going to work a full-time schedule. He even said, I don't need to. I don't want to. I mean, like, let him fight 50 to 100 times a year or, you know, wrestle, whatever, play fight.
Yeah. I don't need to see him every SmackDown. No. Well, I don't need to see him wrestle every SmackDown.
There you go. You put him on the major pay-per-views for sure. Give him a couple of the smaller ones. Look, give him a house show or two, because you'll know that he'll be happy to do a house show or two. And give him a couple of SmackDowns, and then wrap it up for 2018. You're good. But think about it: Daniel Bryan versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, that's the reason Shinsuke came over.
Yep,
he wanted that match.
And of course, how can you overlook Daniel Bryan taking on AJ Styles?
Stop it.
And then, of course, the penultimate, the match that we're just champing at the bid for, we're all just dying to have, Daniel Bryan versus
Kurt Angle.
Jinder Mahal.
Stop it.
See, there you go. Stop it. That actually fit there, Mike.
No, that's
like, is possibilities. Possibilities.
We just lined up this buffet of dream matches.
Yep. Not to mention NXT roster members that are going to come up.
Yeah, and this is, you didn't even, like, look at the Raw side. You put him in Finn Balor,
yep.
Samoa Joe. You actually pay off the 2 years he's been feuding with The Miz.
Oh.
How long it, like, between all the screaming, all of the promos against Bryan, all, you know,
he's not going to kick him the kicks. Exactly.
Yeah,
I thought that was so pointless because there's no way they're gonna ever pay that off. Wait a minute,
now they can.
Yeah, right.
But you mentioned it earlier. You said it quietly. Yeah, you could even pit the general managers against each other.
I think both have.
If I can see Kurt versus Daniel
it won't be a five-star match, but who the hell cares?
Yeah, who cares? But then again, Kurt will pull some stuff out. That's one thing I know. If it's the right person, he'll go all out.
Oh, Kurt will go definitely go balls to the wall, but he's still too old and too slow to give us what he gave us back in his heyday, back in his prime, of course.
I mean, we'll see. We'll
see. you're gonna buy tickets for that pay-per-view event just because of the two names on that marquee.
If it's in Canada, yeah. Go. Yeah, I said it. If it's in Canada, I will go.
Hey, guess what, Mike? You're going to have to buy a plane ticket to come to Calgary now. WWE is actually going to do Kurt Angle versus Daniel Bryan in Calgary.
We'll see. You show me the proof. You show me the proof. I will look at the airfare right now. to look.
There you go. Which match do you want to see first, though? Shinsuke or AJ?
Yes. I mean, there's just no way to say it. I mean, both of them are neck and neck.
Okay. Yeah, both. Same time. One in each eyeball.
Yeah, you can't do it, but.
Triple threat.
What you're saying. Okay. I asked you what you want to see first. I'm going to just totally fry your brain.
I mean, anyway,
I'm going to ask you this one. Which one do you want to see most?
I want to see Shinsuke most because we have seen AJ Styles versus the American Dragon.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen it in WWE. That's all. Mm-hmm.
So let's have the first one be AJ versus Daniel, and then the next one be AJ versus Shinsuke.
Ryan versus Shinsuke.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Thanks for correcting me.
What was the right thing? I meant that one.
Shut up.
There's too much.
It's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Let's just say this. Right now, after the 2 years we've gone through, any match with Daniel Bryan in it is a dream match.
So you'd be happy to see him fight Baron Corbin.
I'd be happy if Khali came back for a match.
Okay, you're just totally marking out for Daniel, and that's all there is to it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wait, hey, I'd go back to see Triple H and him one more time.
Listen to the crowd on SmackDown. They popped when he got hit in the head by Owens.
Yeah.
Like as soon as Owens turned and clubbed him in the head, they popped because oh my God, Daniel Bryan took a bump
to the head even. So just drooling at the upcoming possibilities. Shit versus Joe.
As long as Joe doesn't murder him.
Joe's gonna kill you. Daniel's too quick for you, Joe.
I mean, there's so much they could do because so many people have been coming up in the last 2 years.
Oh, I can't wait for Joe.
The dragon versus the demon.
But could you get Daniel to come out as the American Dragon?
I wish.
That would be awesome. That would be quite fun. I would think so. Absolutely. Hey, that's not the only thing that happened this past week. We finally saw it. The Hardy compound. The ultimate deletion.
One more thing I didn't think I'd see on WWE TV. And hey, look, it happened. They happened within 24 hours of each other.
Yeah. And I told everybody last week, if you haven't seen it, make sure you're watching Raw. You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to have fun. Did you have fun?
I did.
Really?
This was lunacy.
It was absolutely great. And of course, yes, Jeff Hardy made a return to WWE TV.
in cameo appearance.
What did he say again?
He was doing Bray's song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, that said, Sarsgaard, the boat was on screen for longer. Yeah.
That was funny.
That was such a good spot. The boat comes up and it's Senor Benjamin underneath. He throws him the globe.
I was like, so this is what we're going to do now? Okay.
Got to wonder how many people raced home to catch the replay of that didn't get a chance to see it live. Because there was a dark match going on at the arena during Raw while this was taking place and being aired on our TVs.
Yeah. Poor Elias. Got murdered and nobody saw it.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed, like, right afterwards, well, not, like, immediately, but, like, afterwards, Bray Wyatt tweets one word, goodbye.
He's tweeted since, though.
Yeah, but, like, that was, like, his first tweet post-match.
No. I like the idea that he had just enough bars in the lake to get out one word.
Mm.
His phone was that waterproof.
But no, I love that it had all the elements of the final deletion. It had the fireworks, it had the weird tombstones, though the Looney Tunes routine they did there, I could have done without.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing that took me out of it.
But leading up to it, who knew Rebby Sky could Rebby Hardy could play piano?
She played piano in the others.
I was giving benefit to people who didn't see the others.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there are a lot of people that saw the Ultimate Deletion who had never saw the Final Deletion in Impact.
My favorite part about this, aside mm-hmm. from the fact that they actually got Bray Wyatt to take Vanguard 1, the drone, seriously.
Oh, man.
I can't believe they did the same hologram shit.
And you know, because it's theirs. It's not Impact Wrestling. It's
I know. But
no,
still,
yeah,
like,
that's not where Omega was going. Just
yeah, you know those don't exist, right?
We leave it alone.
It's not a thing that's real.
We smile and wave.
We suspend disbelief and accept it, because that's what you do when you watch Star Trek. They have holograms.
They weren't in a holodeck.
Neither was the Doctor. Sorry, I had to.
Getting into a Trek dispute later.
Okay, we'll talk about that some other time. Maybe we'll do one special show devoted to Star Trek on, I don't know, pick a Wednesday.
I don't do talk on Wednesday anymore.
I was just about to say, this is me ducking. Who threw that? But yeah, Bray starting to laugh when he saw the reconstructed cabin.
Oh, that was creepy.
Yep.
That was good.
Gave me the feeling that Bray was starting to think that, oh, I'm home.
I mean, I made a joke. I joked about them, like, going into the lake, and then when they come out, they're at the Wyatt compound instead of the Hardy compound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted them to exist in the same space. And they might?
Bada boom. There you go.
They might be neighbors, at least.
At least for last Monday, yeah. But yeah, no, that was good. The night vision just really added to it. The night vision lens,
mm-hmm.
that just added to absolutely everything, and it helped ramp up the creep factor a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I hope they do it again, but I hope it's not anytime soon.
Yeah, that said, we'll see. Like Matt Hardy did try to murder him with a riding lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need to see this very often, but it's fun to pull out from time to time.
How long should they wait before they do another deletion? Just based on the reaction that they got from the TV audience on Monday night, how long should they wait?
Say 4 month minimum.
I'm thinking SummerSlam.
Not
at SummerSlam, but around SummerSlam. Like maybe the night after.
You got to do one with both of them.
Mm-hmm. We need to get, we need to get Brother Nero in here.
And we got
more properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Brother Nero might be in a little bit more trouble after he heals up, because don't forget he was recently busted with a DUI.
We haven't heard about anything illegal about it, so it sounds like it was just alcohol, which is
for now.
Yeah, which is not a huge deal.
Kane Kittens in the chat room is saying that they should wait until Survivor Series.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That's a little bit long. I mean, you're talking November, bro. That's, you know, what is that, like 10 months away?
Yeah, they're going to want to do this again. And they're not going to want to wait that long.
You know, the other thing to do, if you're going to wait any time, do it around Halloween. Because it fits the theme of Halloween. So, yeah, I can understand it. It's just going to be a little bit, you know, fidget spinner waiting until October.
Those aren't a thing anymore.
Fidget spinners?
I'm so happy.
Yeah, they're selling them at the gas station down the street for $4.99 now.
Dear God.
Canadian. That's pretty much standard.
That's
standard, but like they went from being like everywhere to like huge walls of them to like a very small corner of the toy section.
Fidget spinner was the 2017 version of the Pet Rock. For those of you who don't know what the Pet Rock is, Google is your friend. And for those of you too lazy to look at Google in the 70s, you could go into a store and buy this little cardboard box that had little hole breathing holes in it, like you're buying an animal. You open it up, and there's all of this shredded paper stuff, and right in the middle of it was a rock. That's it. And there was an instruction book on how to care for your pet rock and how you could turn it into home security. Home security. You put the rock in your hand, you aim at the person breaking into your house, you throw the rock, and you yell, "Sick 'em."
Not sick 'em.
That was in the pamphlet, Michael. Or attack. You yell attack, and you throw the rock at the home invader. So, yeah, the fidget spinner is the 21st century equivalent of the Pet Rock.
Okay.
It was huge over one Christmas in the 70s, and you could almost forgive it because the 70s also saw disco and leisure suits. I mean, the 70s were a collective hangover from the 60s, and all of this stuff proved it. Socks with the rainbow socks with toes in them. My sister bought me a pair of those things. I turned them into cleaning claws. Yeah, so... But so yeah, all of those things happened. Something else happened this week, not on TV.
What happened?
Reports. Well, what's that? Oh, you were about to say something, Omega?
I was going to say many things happened, but in particular.
Yeah, this particular one. Reports that Hulk Hogan and WWE are talking again.
Everybody's talking now.
Everybody's talking. But yeah, people are speculating that they are ironing things out to bring Hogan back. When they broke ties with each other after everything came out with Hogan, we all talked about it. Mike, this was before you joined us, but we talked about it like, yeah, you know, like he deserves a couple years in exile, then you like slowly work him back in. The problem is, we're even more of a litigious society now than we were 2 years ago. Should they bring Hogan back, first off?
How many times can hell freeze over in 1 week?
When you're working for WWE, 7.
Well, I got at least 3.
So, not to sound like an uninformed white guy, Mike, but what's your opinion on Hogan coming back?
I got Daniel Bryan. I guess we can make a sacrifice.
Okay, so if the price of getting Daniel Bryan back is welcoming back Hogan, you're okay with it.
Yep.
This is how the karma balances.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much what we're looking at. Oh, what's going on? Okay, oh crap, Hulk Hogan talking to WWE again. Oh, they're not using Bray Wyatt anymore. Oh Bryan, you know what? I'm cool with this.
It's like, no, it's like Bray had to get deleted in order to give Daniel Bryan his wrestling soul back.
There you go. Blood for the blood god.
Oh. Yeah.
Why did you say that line?
Nod to the spud guy who goes by Bruiser Schmidt now.
I said blood god, but all right.
No. We know what you said. Oh, it's something god. He said a lot.
That was his thing. The one thing that Spug and I had in supreme common was our affinity for actual, true, honest-to-goodness, non-commercial heavy metal music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking Slash and thrash metal, baby.
Shout out to Bruiser. But, yeah, it wrestling balance. I mean, and actually, you know what? It's fine. We have hit and misses, and I think Omega can agree with me. We have EC3, Ricochet, Daniel Bryan. Cool. What do we have to give in return? We have to get Hulk Hogan talking to WWE.
All right. Okay.
I didn't even think about Bryan versus Ricochet, dear God.
That's what, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
And what else can we go from there? Yeah. It's like, oh, Roman cut another promo. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting this guy who's been retired for 2 years on SmackDown just got a bigger reaction by being hit in the head than you, Roman.
Yeah, and then John Cena and Undertaker, Daniel Bryan just kicking somebody kind of balances it out, and I am quite happy with that. I am quite content with that.
I find it funny that you brought up Roman Reigns getting less reaction than Daniel Bryan, tying into the fact that Roman Reigns' heat stems from the fact Daniel Bryan didn't win Royal Rumble.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's where Rey Mysterio's heat came from, too.
Yeah.
Well, see, no. WWE, they picked that. They picked that opportunity. They milked that opportunity for Mysterio. But that's another story for another time.
So let me ask you this. Forgetting all of the stuff going that went down recently with Moolah and the Women's Over the Top Battle Royal, which really now means absolutely nothing because there's no commemorative name attached to it, and we've already seen a Women's Over the Top Battle Royal for the air quotes first time ever in WWE at the Royal Rumble. When do you bring Hogan back once everything's all agreed to and we're good to go?
Daniel Bryan.
Okay, let's keep on track here because we actually do have to move along to topics.
No, what I'm saying is with the whole Hulk Hogan thing, I'm cool. I got what I want.
My question was, when do you bring him back?
WrestleMania.
Do you figure Omega?
That's too soon. And right now, WrestleMania's got plenty going for it. I don't think you do that.
WrestleMania has almost a 5-hour show already, and it's not even finalized yet.
No. I think you go slowly with it. Slowly put Hogan back in the video packages, let him be mentioned on TV a little bit more, try to get some kind of feel for the crowd.
Yeah.
And then right about the time Kurt Angle's not general manager anymore, he's like, "No, we're replacing you with another American guy."
Wow.
I'll tell you this right now. Don't be surprised to start hearing, as early as tomorrow, mention of Hogan's name, having him reinserted into Raw's opener. Don't be surprised if they actually do cart him out this WrestleMania. Too soon? Maybe. Will WWE pay attention to the too soon rule and hold off? Guys, it's WWE. What do you think? Like it or not, Hogan returning will bring out a massive reaction.
It will.
And he's still a big enough name and a big enough character that it makes sense to cart him out on the grandest stage of them all in professional wrestling.
And at this age, we may literally have to cart him out.
Give him a little four-wheeler like they did Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Oh. Sorry.
Just a thought.
Definitely. Yeah.
But that said, we've been on the air for about 45 minutes, guys, and we still have a few things to get to before I bugger off early. I'm going to send us to break right now. You're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live, of course, as always, on the TuneIn app, downloaded 100% free. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen to us while you're on the go, anywhere you might be. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's a party every time you come around, baby. Now if you're down, baby, I can be the ground, baby. Hit me running. Ain't nothing looking better than when I see you coming. Ain't another feeling better than when I'm blowing money. You can tell that I'm an addict, I'm addicted to money. I'm addicted to ballin'. I got the silver Patron. I bought a ticket to Rome. And by the end of the heat, never get a weekend. We won't even know what planet we on. Cause Monday, so many, goddamn it. Tuesday, she wanna go up. Hello Friday, I've been waiting for you for a long time. You just saved me when my life came crumbling down. And I'm young.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that.
What's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
It's a new day, yes it is!
This WrestleMania season has just become Booty Pole! As we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network present to you WrestleMania WTR Pick'em with a very special gift. The Book of Booty! One lucky winner will be receiving a copy of the brand new book, The Book of Booty, thanks to our friends at St. Martin's Press. And did we mention, it's signed by the members of New Day? What? How do you win this fantastic thing? All you gotta do is win WrestleMania WTR Pick'em. It's that simple. There are a few ways to enter. Go to each show's respective Facebook page, including facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network or facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, or you can go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at Rack Radio Show. Submit your picks and you're in. Just make sure your picks aren't booty. It's WTR WrestleMania Pick'em with the Book of Booty giveaway.
Because
what?
New Day rocks! New Day rocks!
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Make some noise!
Xbox!
You think you can tell us what to do?
Yeah.
You think you can tell us what to win?
Yeah.
You think you better?
Yeah.
Well,
you better get ready to bow to the master.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network. I've got two words for you. Suck it!
Putting my mind to a stop, beat my mind. I keep it rocking that bottom line. Suck it, two tears in the bucket.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, are you actually streaming on Periscope 2? I guess the producer's ignoring me, because every now and then He also puts the show up on Periscope. So, for instance, tonight, if you guys Periscope, we're also streaming on Periscope. So many ways for you to, catch what we do live that you should go see a doctor. But don't pull.
What?
Yeah. That was the bad joke of the night.
No, there will be more.
I didn't even know that qualified as a bad joke. It was such a bad joke.
That's what I'm saying. You see, Omega picked up on that. Mike, you've got a few years to go before you figure out what we got, what we do here.
That's fine.
There you go. So, yeah, this is the other thing we talked about at the beginning of the show. It happened on Monday Night Raw. Roman was suspended, but that didn't stop him from showing up, guys.
No, he just kind of walked out.
And he refused to leave till he had a chance to talk to Brock. Kurt Angle wasn't having any of that, so he called the U.S. Federal, what was it, the Federal Marshals?
It's the U.S. Marshals, and that's
yeah,
with not the role they typically are used in. So
that was just so blatantly not U.S. Marshals that it was kind of funny.
Well, no, they were trying. They use U.S. Marshals to make it sound impressive, but U.S. Marshals typically don't do any actual arresting.
No, they just chase after Harrison Ford.
True.
There you go. And they don't care. Just ask Tommy Lee. Anyway. So they got him handcuffed, and Roman is like, yeah, you don't touch me. So what do? They grab him by the arm. And Roman goes on a beatdown, a handcuff beatdown rampage on the U.S. Marshals and beats all of them up.
Yeah. He said, nickel, please.
Then we hear Brock's music. Brock comes out and kicks the ever-living tar out of Roman.
Which, when the music hit, Roman has an actual good reaction where he goes, oh, shit. Which one of you guys had the key? Which one had the key?
Immediately, all the U.S. Marshals had vacated the ring by then. And they were nowhere to be seen while Roman was being assaulted, which is a crime on the streets.
Pretty sure it's a crime in general.
Yeah, handcuffed with his, of course, his hands are in front of him, which is something else that law enforcement would never do.
Never. Let me go watch this again.
Yeah. And, okay, I get it. It's a spot, but this is one of those spots that make me cringe. I hate it when they do that. The guy who is handcuffed is at the mercy of the guy beating his ass. We all know that Brock sometimes works a little fast and loose in that ring. Sure enough, by the end of the beatdown, and I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but Roman's wrist was bleeding.
Yep. So you don't rough someone up when they're in handcuffs because it's so easy for those teeth to lock down tighter.
Even tighter. Absolutely.
Do some actual damage, like actual like permanent nerve damage.
And if it had been Kurt Angle when Kurt was wrestling coming down to the ring to beat up Roman, if it had been Rey Mysterio, if it had been AJ Styles, if it had been Shinsuke Nakamura, if it had been Daniel Bryan, I wouldn't have cringed. But it was Brock, and I'm like, oh, Christ, don't break his arm.
See, I don't like this kind of beatdown from someone like Brock because it's the act of a cowardly heel.
This is what they're trying to do with Brock, what they've been trying to do since they made him no-show. The show he was heavily advertised for, 3 weeks ago now? Well, 3 weeks ago tomorrow night. And they're trying everything they can to get people on Roman's side. It's kind of working. They're making Brock look like a total asshole. But there are still some fans that are such total assholes themselves that they're still behind Brock because they're beating up Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Roman doesn't deserve all the heat he's getting. Yeah, it was fun for a little while, but it's stale. It's old. Move on. All right. It wasn't his idea to eliminate Daniel Bryan at the Royal Rumble 4 years ago. Don't, you know, it's time to move on from that. Roman doesn't suck as long as he's not on the microphone, except for this worked shoot set of promos that he's been doing against Brock. That is money. Whether you like Roman or you like to boo him, that has been money. And it's one of the very few times I've wanted to hear what he had to say next. I know about you guys. You tell me. That was an invitation to go ahead and talk about it.
My bad. I'm just seeing Roman getting, like, squashed.
There you go. Okay, you're watching it. You're watching the replay, Mike. What do you think about what I said?
It's hilarious. Yeah. They're pulling out everything.
just to go with the Roman must be good. Side with Roman.
Is it working? Are you feeling a little bit of pity for Roman?
No.
Are you thinking, you know what, you've got a point? This guy's a part-timer. What's he doing holding the belt? Blah, blah, blah.
I just don't like... What's the better? I just don't like this Brock Lesnar. I miss the old Brock Lesnar.
You're not supposed to like this Brock Lesnar. So in that situation, it's working.
No. Okay, I'm still on the anyone but Roman.
You're still in that camp. Okay, Omega, what about you?
I don't know. I don't like this Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you're trying to get Roman over as much as you can, and I know you're trying to get the crowd to hate Lesnar, but guess what? He still goes in there and destroys shit, and that's why people like him.
Yeah.
No, you can put all the words you want into Roman's mouth. People know it's full of shit because Roman just doesn't come off as legitimate.
Let me ask you this. Tomorrow night, is it time for Roman to return the beatdown?
I mean, it's a typical WWE, so yes.
Would you do it tomorrow night, Omega?
I wouldn't return the beatdown until the Raw before Mania.
Okay.
Like, let him evade, let him avoid, let him, whatever you have to do. Like, Brock's not here tonight, or, you just missed Brock, or whatever. Just get Roman Reigns as pissed off as possible and get the crowd eager for him to actually go after Lesnar.
Yeah. Now, what you just described plays into what I have been saying as somebody who books wrestling. Don't give the fans what they want. There are fans out there that they want to see that happen. You don't give it to them until WrestleMania. You keep these two apart until the final confrontation to set up, for the go-home show. And here's the thing. You don't let it be a complete beatdown. You let it be a try-and-miss type thing. Roman goes for the spear. Brock ducks out of the ring laughing like he does. Walking away. Roman, no, that's it. Climbs out of the ring, comes after Brock. Let the two of them throw a couple of punches out on the ramp and have it broken up by the entire roster. We've seen it ad infinitum, I know, but it's an effective MacGuffin.
That's not what a MacGuffin is, but
I did that on purpose. Is it because
it's effective? Yes, yeah. Yes, it's an effective hook.
Yep. See, I couldn't have pulled the MacGuffin thing out for Mike because he wouldn't have gotten it.
And you are exactly correct.
Well, you weren't here for that, Mike. That's why.
Yeah. Mike, the Dragon Balls are a MacGuffin.
Let's not talk about Dragon Balls right now.
The Desolation of Smog is on TV later. Talk about your Dragon Balls then. There's another bad joke. I'm punishing you with my puns. So what happens?
I didn't have to show up tonight.
I know. What happens tomorrow on Raw between these two? What do you do?
I have Lesnar come out and boast, and I wouldn't have Roman show up at all. Sell the firing, sell the beatdown.
Well, not the firing, but it was the suspension.
The beatdown.
But yeah, you sell the beatdown. Exactly. Roman's not here tonight because he's still recovering from the beatdown. But here is the advocate for Brock Lesnar, Mr. Paul Heyman. Ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 blah. And you know, blah, 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 because yada, yada, yada. And that's all they got to do tomorrow night. That's it. I mean, what are you going to do? Have Kurt Angle come out and say, yeah, Brock, you're suspended until next Monday.
If Brock is suspended till next Monday, then Brock is going to F5 Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and the black guy.
Coachman. And not Corey. Career ending injury that he's probably getting reevaluated by now.
Yeah, you can't F5 Corey until he's been cleared by the doctors.
But in 2 years.
You know what? I'll accept the Michael Cole F5.
We all will.
There you go. And as for the black guy, I don't know.
Add flames forums.
What? I was sticking up for Jonathan Coachman, kind of.
I guess.
You're only supposed to pull that out when I say something really controversial and shit, which is a nice way of saying stirring the pot.
Let's move on.
So, but yeah, that's all you got to do tomorrow night. It's all good. All gravy. Of course, as everybody knows, the WWE Hall of Fame happens the night before WrestleMania. They've got a bit of a lineup already. Goldberg's going in. The Dudley boys are going in. Ivory. I just can't believe that they are actually inducting Jeff Jarrett this year, but Hillbilly Jim, Kid Rock in the celebrity wing. Mark Henry is, going into the Hall of the founder of the Hall of Pain is going into the Hall of Fame. And of course, the Warrior Award is going to that kid, Jarius J.J. Robertson, which that's a pretty cool story, and definitely a deserving recipient. But Goldberg is getting inducted by Paul Heyman, really?
I don't know about that. It bothers me.
It's weird because the mystique you had to Goldberg in WCW doesn't really permit him to have anybody as his inductor. He's not really known for, communicating with anybody.
No, this is true. It would have made more sense for Bischoff to induct him, wouldn't it?
You know what? If talks had happened a few weeks sooner, I would have said Hogan.
Yeah. But those are two names right there, and the only two names I can really think of. The only other one that I might throw out there as a bit of a dark horse inductor would be Stone Cold. Partly because of the irony, WCW invented Bill Goldberg as their answer to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'm here to induct my clone.
Yep. Okay. The next one makes sense. Edge and Christian are inducting the Dudley Boys. You got to love their podcast.
It's where Heyman could have also been.
Thank you. Thank you. Either Paul or Tommy or what? But I guess, Edge and Christian, TLC, of course, WrestleMania. All right, cool.
Yeah, I kind of want the Hardys to come out and take the curtain call with them.
They need to.
That'd be good.
I just got into the Dudley Boys speech. I can't wait.
Edge is in the Hall of Fame. Would you put Edge and Christian as a tag team?
I think Christian's earned it at this point.
Christian has earned it. He's won just about everyone but the United States.
Yeah. He's the
Grand Slam.
Yeah, Grand Slam the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was actually a big proponent of the Dudley Boys being the only tag team that could feasibly be the top inductee for a year.
Yeah, Dudley Boys have done it all, man.
Yeah.
They've done it all. They've been everywhere. They're one of those few teams that has been a team forever. Their singles runs were brief.
Mercifully brief. Yeah.
But see, let me see if they have been tag team champions in New Japan. I need to see this. Because it's been mind-boggling me. Because it's like, Dudley Boys, Google is your best friend.
What if the Dudleys got inducted by...
IWGP. Okay. Yeah, they've been New Japan Tag Team Champions.
Yep, they have been.
Wow.
You had to Google that?
Well, because...
Because you didn't know?
That too.
Okay. Because I knew.
There was actually a part of me that wanted Batista to be their inductor because his entire career is owed to being Devon's muscle.
Yep. Reverend Devon.
Yeah.
Deacon Batista. to Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, my brother, testify. And, of course, Ivory is going to be inducted by Molly Holly. That works.
It does. It does.
Pretty smoothly. I mean, the only other person I could see inducting Ivory, maybe, Lita.
Yeah.
Makes more sense, though. We know Ivory and Molly Holly have been friends forever.
Yep.
That's one of those where I'm looking forward to the road stories.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about road stories, who's inducting Jeff Jarrett? You want to make a bet now?
Kurt Angle.
Road Dog.
There you go. The Omega was in my brain again.
Nah, that's Road Dog.
It can't be anybody but Road Dog. Come on.
We'll see.
Dixie Carter.
If they give her a pass. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. This is a tough one. Who's inducting Hillbilly Jim?
The Million Dollar Man?
God, that is a really hard one.
Hold on.
To the Wikipedia.
Click to the wikis. Hillbilly Jim, biggest rival. Biggest WWE rivalry. What?
No. Honestly, Cowboy Bob Orton. he was trained because when you think about it, he was Hillbilly Jim was trained by Cowboy Bob Orton's father.
I'm inducted by Brother Love.
Don't joke if that happens, dear God.
Sorry, that wasn't me. That was somebody making a suggestion. That's when Hulk Hogan returns. Hulk Hogan inducts Hillbilly Jim.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Slaughter's a good name. Have Triple H do it.
Mm-mm.
Triple H wound up in the slop.
Was that Hillbilly Jim or the Godwins?
I thought it was Hillbilly Jim. No, I guess it must have been the Godwins. I thought it was Hillbilly Jim.
I mean, you could have the Godwins induct. You know, they're the offshoot. They're the spiritual successor.
The progeny.
The illegitimate children.
There you go.
I still think they're going to do it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it can't be Hercules.
That would be kind of hard. What about the celebrity one, Kid Rock?
This one pains me because, the last few years he's... The last few years, he's become something of a twat box.
What an elegant way of describing him.
I mean, it's the truth.
Well, he went from Rage Against the Machine to oiling the machine's gears.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, honestly, this might be one of the most deserving celebrities based on how many appearances he's made. WrestleMania?
Yeah, he's the one musical artist with the most appearances at any WWE event.
Uh-huh. The person that should induct him is Stacy Keibler.
She's got legs. That's another reason why he's actually deserving. Like, how many had theme songs using mm-hmm. Kid Rock's music?
American Undertaker. Badass.
Undertaker, Stacy Keibler, Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
There you go. Why not have Undertaker induct Kid Rock? You snicker, but I'm serious.
Yes, dude.
That got y'all thinking, didn't it?
I'm trying to think of an alternative. Come out
as Biker Taker, you know?
Okay, Mike, one person talk at a time, okay?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of legitimately stumped on who would actually induct him.
Yeah. What's wrong with Undertaker?
Kayfabe?
Yeah.
You only broke a kayfabe once. Allegedly. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
You know, I can't really pick a name, but I've got a name for Mark Henry.
Teddy Long.
That's not the name I'm thinking. Omega, can you figure out who I'm thinking about?
Farouk.
The hint I give you will give it away.
That's what your hints do, yes.
I mean, like, even Matt in chat would be able to figure it out with my hint.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how blatant it is.
It's taking a shot at the audience, okay.
Oh, just team chat. It's all good. He's a member of WTR Championship Pro Wrestling Tuesday nights on twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
Ba-dum-bum. No, who are you thinking?
Damn!
I just said... Honestly, anybody from the Nation of Domination, to be honest.
Fuck, bring back The Rock and induct him. Why not?
Money.
D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo crossed my mind for a second.
As long as D'Lo's not on the outs with WWE, why not?
He comes out, he's still in the body protector. His ribs never healed.
That flak jacket, yeah.
Cowboy Bob Orton, go, preach, brother.
So, there are a couple of potential names. Mark, I'm sorry, Teddy Long is a really good option, but I'm also liking Ron Simmons.
I mean, we all are. And just the stories alone is going to get people.
Well, yeah, that's just it. You want to, as far as all of that goes, the best people to induct people are the ones that rode with them, that have the road stories. So. But that's a quick look at the Hall of Fame class of 2018 and confirmed as well as possible or potential inductors. And, of course, with the Warrior Award going to Jarius J.J. Robertson. If you haven't heard this kid's story, check it out. Google it. You'll find it. Jarius J.J. Robertson Warrior Award. That's all you got to type in. J.J. Robertson Warrior Award. If you can't spell Jarius. Seriously. It's a good story. And, yeah, this kid definitely deserves the Warrior Award. So, but Hall of Fame 2018 discussion. Anything to add, Mike?
Mm-mm, nothing.
Okay. We'll put it to bed. Omega, anything to add?
I think I'm good.
All right. On that note, it's time for us to take our second and final time out of the evening, and this is where I'm going to be bidding you all a fair adieu. By the time I get everything shut down and get out of here, it's going to be half past, and I'll just be able to make my son's hockey game. So everybody say go, Owen, go. And, that said, I hope you guys all have your fat cells a fantastic week. Don't forget, you can follow me on the Twitter machine at Flames Forums. Go ahead, do so. Hockey season's winding down, so I'll be concentrating more on wrestling and political stuff that'll be guaranteed to make somebody's blood boil and get them pissed off. Sometimes I tweet actual, genuine, funny stuff, not dad jokes. So, that said, have yourselves a great night, everybody. Mike, Omega, have fun with the rest of the show. Rock has my all-time greatest pick, so he'll be letting you know what I've already chosen, because I saw the list ahead of time. That said, have yourselves a great week, everybody.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
Coming soon, the biggest event in CB radio history. It's bigger than the 8 lanes of highway. It's bigger than the Redacted's 21st birthday. It's greater than the Greater Than Great Debate. It's Subway and Rob's, and sometimes me. World Series predictions. Tune in to CB Radio Live Saturday nights at midnight-ish Eastern on CBRadioLive.com.
I'm Santino Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the time!
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Getting you.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. The final half hour is the roast of Tim Stein. Everyone ready?
Oh, wait.
Kidding. Kidding.
Ooh. Having new jokes.
I mean, he would kill me if we did. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. WTR Sunday.
Again.
So we're here. We're talking some wrestling. We have the all-time greatest come up here in a couple minutes. But last week on the Twitter machine, Rusev's looking for an opponent for WrestleMania. He wants a celebrity. Apparently, Macaulay Culkin has volunteered to fight. Do you want to see it?
Only if he's allowed to booby trap the Hardy compound.
Oh, God. I mean, that would be interesting.
No. Senor Benjamin, let a pro show you how this is done. Where's your paint cans?
I could see this. Oh, my goodness.
Ultimate Deletion Home Alone Edition.
Broken Kevin McAllister.
It works. does sort of work, so could be a thing.
I saw a toy of him today.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, it's like for some reason, even on sale, nobody was buying it at Toys R Us.
Who, Rusev or Macaulay Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin, or Kevin McAllister specifically.
Kevin McAllister.
Because that's what the world needed, was high articulation Home Alone figures.
They still, I'm surprised they make Home.
It's one of the retro nostalgia things that random companies do.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Like, they're still making toys for, like, the Gremlins movies for the same reason.
I can see that. But if Rusev were to fight a celebrity, you know, who would you like to see him fight?
Now, do I want a good fight, or do I want a funny fight, or do I just want the celebrity to get their ass beaten?
One of each.
Because I've got a personal beef with Paul Logan from YouTube right now, or Logan Paul.
I think everyone does.
Well, being a YouTuber, I especially, it was like, you fuckwit. You make all of us look bad now.
Like Rusev would be the face of the year for all YouTubers.
But if you're looking for a funny one, something for comedy relief, comic relief, because that's what this is all about, it would be comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
Who would make the best foil to Rusev and, I guess, Aiden English, in that sense?
Ryan Reynolds with the Deadpool outfit.
Not a bad one. That's not a bad one. What about you, Mike?
Ryan Reynolds. It's sad, because I do miss Will Sasso.
I like
just for
hold on
giggles.
I like Ryan Reynolds, Will Sasso. Same train of thought base.
But it'd be like a good comedy sketch.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out how you got to Will Sasso.
Well, it's a bit of a leap.
Between the two, that's all.
Hey, granted, Will Sasso, okay, a little bit of experience. You know, he did the Stone Cold impression. He actually got his ass whipped by Stone Cold.
He also came out as one of the Three Stooges on an episode of Raw.
Now, God, I forgot about that. Now, if he came out as his fake luchador, Senor Bag of Crap, maybe.
If that's the case, bring in Jack Black.
Wasn't he actually listed on the WWE roster to promote that movie?
I think so. I think he actually was.
It didn't work.
No, it really didn't. So you go from that. What about, what's the best WrestleMania celebrity moment you've ever seen, Omega?
Ask me to think of celebrity moments. I normally drown these out.
For reasons.
Because they're usually awful.
Very god awful.
I mean, there's Snooki.
Stop.
No, there's not.
There's
not.
There's Pete Rose.
No, there's not.
No, Pete Rose was funny for a while.
A while, keyword.
There's all those, you know, famous ring announcers that have come in and sort of done some stuff. And
done nothing.
The time Pam Anderson and Jenny McCarthy walked Kevin Nash to the ring, or left with Kevin Nash, I should say. Because Pam was supposed to go with Sean, but she went with Nash, so Sean had Jenny McCarthy, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
There's the time Shaquille O'Neal showed up to tease nothing.
I watched that 2 hours ago because it's on the network at the moment. Or an hour ago, I should say. Yeah. It's like, yeah, Shaq and Big Show, it's a thing, right? Yeah.
Like, honestly, some of my favorites, like, I'm like, to go way back, I still love that Hulk Hogan and Mr. T teamed up.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Like, yeah, like, that's, like, the ultimate 80s team right there.
It really is. It is everything that signifies the 80s. Any that stick out for you, Mike?
Honestly, I can't. I can't think of any right now. Because, see, well, no. I can't.
Okay, then. So,
I'm sorry, like,
I'm just gonna move right along to this.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
All right, Omega. You're up.
Enter Sandman. As the Sandman enters, is about as perfect as you can get. Mm-hmm. I am going to knock it a point at this stage for being a lifted song. Perfect as it is, you know, it's not made to be a wrestling theme. Real America technically wasn't made to be Hulk Hogan's theme. That was originally the U.S. Express's theme song.
Mm-hmm.
But that was so short-lived, and they spent so much money getting that made, they had to put it on somebody else. But it's such a perfect fit, and it is such an iconic song, thanks to it being Hogan's theme song. So, yeah, Real American.
Tim went with Enter Sandman. So, Mike, break the tie.
Like Omega said, Enter Sandman's entering the Sandman. Perfect. WWE kind of points off, but it's as sweet as it gets. Then I gotta go with Enter Sandman.
So Enter Sandman is our first semi-finalist. Here we go. If we just go by the chat, it's split.
So, if we go by the chat, it's useless.
It's useless. So, Mike, you go first.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we did the harder ones last week, so, you know.
Oh, I would have to say, oh, dear God, I hate you guys.
We did this to ourselves.
And we did, didn't we? Jesus. NWO for life.
Tim goes Chris Jericho, so Omega, break the tie.
Break the walls.
Why?
It's just a lot catchier. You know, gritty and as appropriate as the NWO theme is, I love listening to Jericho's song a lot more. There's just more to listen to there.
So Chris Jericho, now a semi-finalist. If you do the math, you know what's next week. Here we go.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Face facts, 'cause your opinion don't matter. This maniac is gonna step on whomever.
All right, Omega.
Son of a bitch. See, I'm trying to parse what I like in sound versus what I like in lyric.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to vote for Eric Bischoff just because it has lyrics, just because I can sing along to it or anything. I want to evenly parse this, because appropriate as the lyrics are, the song itself is low energy, and he's supposed to be low energy. He was a general manager, but no, on this case, no, I think I have to say Joe.
Tim went with Eric Bischoff. Mike?
This is working. You like this format, so you can stir the pot.
This is working perfectly.
I hate you guys.
See our previous discussion.
Absolutely. I really break the
Better than ever.
Those horns.
I know. Yeah, because WWE tried to do Back in Black, and no. So, originality, Samoa Joe.
All right, Samoa Joe, semi-finalist. Who will Joe match up with next week? Wait for it.
Son of a bitch.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend. Glorious. No, I won't give in.
Mike.
Mm-mm, go to Omega.
No.
Mm-mm. I refuse.
No, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, my Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. It's been real, real with you guys. I can't choose. I feel like if I, either one, I'm either gonna like have to watch my back because I may get stunned or somebody gonna give me a rude bomb. I don't know. When you heard those glass breaks, you were in trouble. You were gonna give me, you, it was a guaranteed ass whipping.
But glorious.
I know, which I'm going to hear at WrestleMania. Oh, I can't wait. Stone Cold.
Oh my God.
Well, see, now that we know what you're doing, that's a spoiler, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
I'll make it real easy. It's the right attitude, it's the right sound, and it's absolutely classic Stone Cold.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin wins.
Austin versus Joe. Oh.
I wouldn't mind that match.
So next week, Austin versus Joe and Jericho versus Sandman are your final four.
Oh God, it's gonna be Sandman versus Bobby. It's gonna be Sandman versus Austin.
Be Jericho versus Austin.
Stop it.
Who has the all-time greatest theme song? We determine it next week. We're doing the semis and the finals next week. Well, that'll do it for this edition of WTR Tonight, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Alright, plug time. Available now, the Rack Extra reviews The Royals Season 4, Episode 3. Go back and listen to Episode 2, which featured one of the stars of the show, Max Brown, who plays King Robert. That's all available now. WildTalkRadio.com and RockRadioShow.com. Tomorrow night's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Available on Wednesday should be The Rack Extra Reviews Timeless Season 2, Episode 3. The Rack will be live on Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Rack Radio Show, RackRadioShow.com, YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. WTR Sims is coming this week, YouTube.com/RackRadioshow or Twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio. Go back and listen to last night's episode where we did WCW wrestlers. This week is a mystery. Find out at GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and CBRadioLive.com. We'll be back next Sunday, Easter Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. At WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim's at Flames Forums if you didn't hear him earlier. And Omega Go.
So, if you want to follow me and everything that I do, you can generally find me under one name, unless you want to follow me over on Facebook, in which case, go search for TJ Reviews.
However, everywhere else on the internet, I am known as TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle to follow me there. That is the YouTube channel where there's constant updates and new content on the way. And for all the stuff that YouTube is not a fan of, it is located over at tjomega.net.
Mike?
If you guys want to hang out, you know, talk to me or just add me just for shits and giggles, you guys can add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. You can also look at my stuff on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling on Facebook. And, I'm sorry, guys. Like, that last all-time greatest kind of took it out on me. So, yeah.
So there you go. This has been another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, streaming live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, which is on Periscope, which is on TuneIn Radio. Make sure you get the shows on iTunes. So for Omega, Mike, and Tim, I'm Sirach. We'll see you next Sunday and all week long along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.